This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. John Davis is now here from Risk Pulse. He's been following very closely what's been happening with Harvey along the Gulf Coast. What are the items that you are considering at this point, John?
Well, there's really been two main features of the storm as it has moved inland. First of all, the destruction that occurred Friday night when Harvey did move inland into Texas. From that point on, it was really stage two of the storm, which was the historic flooding event across Texas and portions of Louisiana, which is still an ongoing event and will continue to be an ongoing event, unfortunately, through the end of this week.
So when you talk about the destruction, what kind of infrastructure destruction do you believe has taken place?
Well, here's the situation is that the one very fortunate thing is that Harvey made landfall in an area that in general in Texas was a relatively unpopulated area. Certainly, there were small towns that were impacted, but if this system would have made a direct landfall in the Galveston, Houston area, you would have had a disaster of epic proportions. So it did make landfall in an area in a sparsely populated zone. In that zone, and of course the worst conditions are just to the east or right of the eye, you did have major damage in about a 20 to 30 mile region on the Texas coast. Rockport, Texas was kind of the center of that, which is where the eye made landfall.
I know that you and many others we talked to deal directly with those who are involved in the energy sector. Is there destruction there we'll need to worry about over time?
Well, sure, there's going to be some damage, but relatively minor in some of the offshore operations for oil and natural gas in the Gulf of Mexico. The biggest issue in the energy sector actually is the refineries along the Texas and Louisiana coast. About 10 of them, and some of the biggest in the country, are now shut down, and that means you're not going to be able to have refined products such as things like gasoline and heating oil, which is one of the reasons why those markets have been affected a lot here since the latter portion of last week. But the number one impact energy has really been on the refinery operations in Texas and Louisiana.
And now look forward. Tell me about the forecast, and you can either deal with the Gulf Coast or if you want to come back to the Midwest, either one.
Well, I mean, we're still going to have extremely heavy rainfall in southeast Texas and Louisiana over the next 4 to 5 days. From that point on, it does look like we will tend to see, you know, the system finally kick out, and that means that the Delta will get into some significant rainfall, although the Delta rains will not be comparable to what's happened down across Texas. Certainly a good rain event across the Delta, some areas getting 4, 5, 6 inches, but because the system is not stalled, you're not going to get the kind of rains in the Delta that you've seen across Texas.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us, and we'll talk with you again soon, John.
Oh, my pleasure, Todd.
That, of course, is John Davis. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. We've been coming to you from the Farm Progress Show site in Decatur. It's setup day here tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday. You can come visit us all day long. We're at the corner of West and 3rd Streets. That's just inside the main gate and to the right, about a block and a half. I hope to see you. 10 o'clock, Orion's on stage, and 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll be up right here at the Farm Progress Show.